We have come to understand that breast cancer really is a very broad spectrum of diseases. They're all tumors that originate in the breast, but there are many different types of breast cancer. The main characteristic that we look at to differentiate breast cancers from one another is what we refer to as their receptor status, which refers to the estrogen receptor, the progesterone receptor, and another marker called the HER2 marker. For all breast cancers, we identify whether they express any of these three markers. The majority of breast cancers are estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive, and HER2 new negative. A smaller percentage are what we call triple negative, meaning that they express none of those receptors. An additional small percentage are what we call HER2 positive, and they can be either estrogen positive or negative. So we can break breast cancers into a number of different categories based on the profile of the receptors that they have. And that profile can be used to understand a patient's risk of recurrence after they're treated for breast cancer. And most importantly, it can also be used to help tailor the treatment strategy, because there is a wide range of the way that patients can be treated with breast cancer with respect to chemotherapy, hormone therapy, which is typically blockade of estrogen for tumors that are estrogen receptor positive, and then targeted therapies that are specific to this HER2 marker. And so the treatment that a patient receives for their breast cancer is actually going to vary widely with what type of profile their breast cancer has.
Are those profiles linked to, say, genetics or genes that are changed in the cancer, or are they linked to anything about the cancer that one can tell in advance, or are they independent? Are they things that just evolve as the cancer evolves?
Well, I would say that we don't know why a breast cancer expresses the phenotype that it does, but there are some generalizations. For example, younger patients with breast cancer are more likely to have a phenotype that is triple negative or HER2 positive as compared to an older population. Older patients can also get those phenotypes, but they happen to be more common in younger patients. African American patients have a greater likelihood of having a triple negative breast cancer. So there are associations with these different phenotypes, but we don't know specifically what causes breast cancer to be of a particular variety.